Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is To a Taiba Chale Jab Nabi Ke Kadam. Meri kismat kaha ye tawafe haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke kadam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meri kismat kaha ye tawafe haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke kadam. Jisse chipke the kal sinaye anbiya mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam. Jisse chipke the kal sinaye anbiya mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam. Mojiza hai ke aala te peyman the wast duniya mein hai kaabae muhtaram. Aur banwaya ghar apna yun mukhtasar sahal hota ke sabko tawafe haram. Warna malik agar ghar banata bara khaake gash girte sab zairane haram. Apne kaaba ka fera kiya mukhtasar sahibe bait ki hai ye shaane karam. Goharam ke paharon pe sabza nahi hai magar doston paasbane haram. Warna haji darakhton mein baithe hue kamre mein liya karte baaghe haram. Rabbe kaaba se bhi aur kaaba se bhi dur kar dete humko jibale haram. Un paharon pe bhi hifz-e-tauhid ka rab ki janib se hai intizam-e-haram. Ye bhi hijrat ka ek raaz-e-takween hai warna roza bhi hota jaware haram. Kalb-e-aashiq ke do tukre hote yahan darmiyan-e-haram roza-e-muhtaram. Ja ke taiba mein de sabz gumbad pe ja aur Makkah mein ho ja fidaye haram. Ja ke taiba mein de sabz gumbad pe ja aur Makkah mein ho ja fidaye haram. But watan ke bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye sue taiba chale jab nabi ke kadam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But watan ke bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye sue taiba chale jab nabi ke kadam. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hazri ek na ahal par hai khuda ka karam. Meri kismat kaha ye tawafe haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke kadam.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. This beautiful ash'ar of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Ali Billah, Rumi, Waqt of Zizi Zamana, مجدد زمان حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. Hazrat is teaching us in this beautiful poem, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person can only get this love when a person has the love of all those things that have got nisbat with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has put Kaaba Sharif as a means for us to gain nisbat to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person should be yearning and desiring to be all the time present at Kaaba Sharif. Especially this time when it is the mausam of Hajj, our minds, our hearts should be all the time towards Kaaba Sharif and ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is teaching us here that complete iman can never be attained without the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who Allah Ta'ala has sent to teach us how to gain the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is the main object and purpose of our life. So Hazrat is teaching us here that Su-e-Taiba Chale Nabi Ke Kadam, that how Allah Rabbul Izzat has made it possible that after making du'as and crying to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that now I am going towards Madinatul Munawwara. And as our Hazrat teaches us, we can focus our hearts towards Madinatul Munawwara, and we should think and we should have it in our heart that I am close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what can be said when physically a person is moving in that direction and his feet are moving in that direction? A person who knows the value and iota of the value of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what ecstasy is in the heart of that person, we can hear from this love of Allah Ta'ala, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh, who was the embodiment of love of Allah in Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is teaching us here that what is true love, that meri kismat kaha ye tawafi haram, jis zami par chale te Nabi ke kadam. That, oh Allah, where is it that this great honor and this valuable gift you have blessed me, that I am making tawaf of Haram Sharif on that land where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Anbiya alayhimussalatu wassalam, their very pure Mubarak feet have walked on that land. Where am I fit to walk on that land? Not even the sole of my feet is fit to be walking on that Mubarak land. However, Allah, you are so kind, you are so merciful, that, oh Allah, who you choose, that agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka. If you have desired me, it is only your special favor. Like we should appreciate, Allah brings us to these majalis. This is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we come and learn the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, how to get connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That a person, we don't be deserving in this, sitting in this majlis myself. And then what can be said when a person is present on the tawaf, on the mataf, and making tawaf of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat further teaches us that jis se chipke te kal seene anbiya, mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam. Allahu Akbar. After a person makes tawaf, he desires that I can go to multazam. Normally it is busy and a person waits there and waits. But when he gets the opportunity, then he realizes where my chest, which is full of all wrong thoughts and ideas, and where the pure the chest of the Anbiya alayhimussalatu wassalam and their bosoms were stuck at Kaaba Sharif and making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah has granted me this great honorable gift. So a person, even where we can be far away, but a person should be thinking and pondering at this time that I am in Haram Sharif, I am making tawaf, Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity now to go to Multazam, and we should make dua that Allah Ta'ala change the conditions that we are going through, the attack on our deen, on our masajid, etc. Because of my sons,
we should realize and beg Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy to open the doors for us that we don't deserve it, but Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. When we show the slightest desire, Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes down pouring. Further, Hazrat explains that Mu'jiza hai ke alate peymane te peymane waste dunya mein hai Kaaba-e Muhtaram. Hazrat says, look at the great miracle, and this is the kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that in that zamana where they might have called the camel age, or that age that was the backward age, and today we so called the sophisticated scientific age, but with all their scientific equipment, etc., when they measure, they find that Kaaba Sharif is exactly in the center of the earth. This is a clear sign that who has made this earth, it is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Who has put His house in the center of the earth? Only Allah Rabbul Izzat. No scientist can do that. Nobody can do that. This is only the great kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we shouldn't have any doubt with regard to our deen and the kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We should turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and see, and don't fall into the trap of the scientists, that they don't have any idea whatsoever of reality, and they want to guide mankind with regard to what protection there is as far as our body is concerned. They don't know anything. We should turn to the protections of Allah Rabbul Izzat, where the center of the earth, Allah's rahmat descends. That is where Allah Ta'ala has sent down and poured down His mercy and His means of guidance. So we should take guidance from the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the teachings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting our three kuls, etc. That is where we will be protected. Further, Hazrat says, and see the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, who is so great, so magnificent, we can't imagine the greatness of Allah. So we see in this world, any person, any ordinary state president, he wants to build a big palace for himself and take over almost the whole village for himself. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the King of Kings, Allah Ta'ala's house supposed to be the biggest house on the face of the earth. Hazrat explained, our Shaykh explained, that it imagine, this is also too small. If Allah's house was from Jeddah right till Medina, till Makkah Sharif, that is still small. But Allah Ta'ala's chan, Allah's kindness, Allah knows His servants, and Allah Ta'ala, according to our abilities, Hazrat says, or banwaya gar apna yu mukhtasar, sahal hota ke sabku tawafi haram. See how small Allah made His house. How the unique Allah Ta'ala made His house, not only small, so simple. When the khilaf is lifted of the Kaaba Sharif, how simple is the house of Allah. But look at the magnet. All the magnets of true hearts will be attached to Kaaba Sharif. No matter, you can be living in the biggest palace, you can be go visit the biggest palace in the world, but still you can't get more attachment towards Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, for keeping us in mind and being merciful upon His servant, Allah made His house so small that it is easy to make tawaf. Otherwise, imagine one round, just one side of tawaf, how long it should take us. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is extremely merciful and kind. So we should be just begging Allah Ta'ala, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. A person just says this and Allah tells an angel announced, tell him he must ask what he wants. Varna malik agar banata bara kha ke ghash karte ghash gilte sab zahiran haram. Hazrat says, just imagine, if Allah Ta'ala really had to make His house big, which Allah Ta'ala has the great honor and right to do this, but Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, otherwise all of us and whoever makes tawaf should be falling down unconscious, getting tired, just on one side of Kaaba Sharif. But how kind is Allah Rabbul Izzat, how merciful is Allah Ta'ala. So where should we be running to? We should be only running to Allah Ta'ala and the houses of Allah. This is where we will find the mercy of Allah. Not staying away from the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat and expect to get the mercy of Allah. So we should not be blocked, Allah Ta'ala, reminds us and tells us, وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَاتَّبَى هَوَاهُ, that don't let people who don't have iman, people who don't have proper understanding of deen, don't let them stop you from preparing for the day of Qiyamah and preparing to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So you don't listen to anybody and stay away from preparing, going to the house of Allah and showing your humbleness in front of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala is so kind, why should you stay away? Hazrat Farah mentions, apna Kaaba ka fera kya mukhtasar, sahib-e bayt ki hai ye shan-e karam. Look at the great honor of the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. One is Allah made His house so small. Then for tawaf, Allah made it so short. Just 7 rounds around Kaaba Sharif. And as a person just starts the tawaf, what enjoyment a person get if you get the love of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala said, only 7 times, my banda. You just concentrate, and in that 7 rounds, what rahmat of Allah descends, you can't imagine. And this shows the owner of the Kaaba Sharif. And when a person knows, we come to these majalis to learn whose house it is, the house of Allah. When we just realize this is the house of Allah, how eager you'll be going to the house of Allah, to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Kaaba Sharif, how much more your heart will be attacked. And Allah made it so easy, all our ibadat, extremely easy. But sadly, myself, how negligent we are. We should be begging for Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Hazrat Farza mentioned so beautifully, Go haram ke paharo pe sabza nahi, nahi hai magar dosto paasbaan haram. Allahu Akbar. Look at Hazrat explaining that how Allah Ta'ala is taking into consideration for us not to get attracted to this dunya in any way whatsoever. That now you're going to Haram Sharif on that long journey. No, when you come there, don't become unmindful. So Hazrat Allah Ta'ala did not make the mountains of around Haram Sharif so beautiful, with green grass, etc., or rivers flowing below, or canals flowing below. Allah Ta'ala made it simple and dark, burnt the rocks there. Because the person who comes to Hajj, he should not be attracted towards the outward things of the Haram. His heart should be focused totally on the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But despite all this, myself, we see how we show disrespect that there at Haram Sharif, we are sitting in the hotel rooms and watching TV, etc. Allah Ta'ala save us, spending more time out of the Haram than in the Haram. So we should be begging Allah Ta'ala and crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, if it was so beautiful like picnic spot, warna haji darakhton mein baithe huye, camera mein liya karte te baaghe haram. Otherwise you see the hajis, they should be sitting there in the mountains and having picnic and taking snaps about all the surroundings of the haram. Despite that the surroundings are not so attractive, still we see what was the condition of hajis, myself, they're just taking snaps all over. Or in the haram also just taking snaps. Allah Ta'ala showed that this is not why I made my house. I made my house for you to get connected to me. You are getting connected to everything else. And how shaitan works with all the big, big buildings, he has drawn our attention away from reality. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us that kunu masadikin, be with the true righteous servant. Then you won't be distracted and attracted to all this artificial things. You'll come towards reality. And what is reality? Rabb Kaaba se bhi aur Kaaba se bhi dur kar dete hai humko jibal haram. If this was the case, then these mountains, the beautiful picnic spot, should distance us from the owner of the Kaaba Sharif, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it should distance us from Kaaba Sharif also. Without that, we got so distant. Person is at Haram Sharif, still he misses his namaz with jamaat in the Haram. Then what can be said? And this should have made us far away from Allah. Although we see what is the condition today, myself, how we have been distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our negligence, our sins. We should be begging and crying to Allah, please remove this veil over our heart and bring us closer to you. In paharo pe bhi hifze tawheed ka rab ki janib se hai intizam-e-haram. Look at how Allah Ta'ala has used even the mountain. to protect the deen of Allah. This is where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam threaded. Wahi came down on these mountains, and Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala Hazrat says, that this is from directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat, the arrangement to protect the sanctity of the Haram, to protect our deen, and to learn Tawheed, the greatness of Allah. This is what we're supposed to be going to Kaaba Sharif to learn, coming back with Tawheed. But sadly, myself, we went and came back with all the things of dunya, and now no Tawheed in our heart. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. Yeh bhi hijrat ka ek raaz-e taqween, warna roza pe bhi hota jawar-e haram. Hazrat says, look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's greatness. One secret that Allah Ta'ala has made, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to make hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's resting place is not close to the haram. Otherwise, what should happen if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to be resting close to Kaaba Sharif? What should have happened to the heart of the Haji? Kalbi aashi ke do tukre hote yaham, darmiyan haram, rozae muhtaram. That the heart of a lover of Allah Ta'ala and the lover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heart should be shattered. Now must I go to rozae paak or must I make tawaf? But Allah Ta'ala has made it so pure, so simple, and so easy for us. That ja ke taiba mein, the sabz gumbad pe ja, aur Makkah mein ho ja fidai haram. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat 400-500 kilometers away. Now when you go to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, put your heart totally there at the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What complete enjoyment, sit in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pass your salams, and from there beg Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua istighfar for us. Now come to the house of Allah and give your total attention towards Kaaba Sharif. See how Allah Ta'ala is made, how we can draw Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, but when we don't sit in the company of the friends of Allah, we are unmindful and we lose out wholesale. But watan ke bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye, su'e taiba chale jab nabi ke kadam. Here also Allah Ta'ala teaches us a beautiful lesson which Hazrat has extracted, that by making hijrat, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave his birthplace, which shows that this dunya is not, there's no home for us in this world. There's no home, sweet home in this world. Our home is akhirah, tilka darul akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala has broken that in our heart, that a person shouldn't be scared. Why should I leave this world? This is not my house. My house is Jannat. I have to go there. So Allah Ta'ala showed, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave his birthplace, why are we attaching ourselves to the artificial value of this, of our homes of this world? Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye haziri, ek naahal par hai khuda ka karam. Hazrat finally makes us realize, when Allah bless us with any ni'mat, and the great ni'mat of ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, then this is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor. It's not any person's ability, it's not that I am worthy of it in any way whatsoever. It's Allah Ta'ala who's kareem, and we should be begging Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala's mercy will open up for us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem, amma ba'd. In the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh, the different solutions how the ummah will come out from their problems, and one of them is qurbani. Qurbani, or sacrificing animals on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, is obligatory on those on whom Sadaqatul Fitr is compulsory. Qurbani is an ibadat of such tremendous significance that even if it is not farz, one should endeavor to render it. There is great sawab in even making qurbani on behalf of one's nabaligh underage children. Qurbani made on behalf of the deceased is also very beneficial, in that the sawab reaches the deceased. Some Quranic ayat and hadith will now be narrated in regard to this important sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, sacrificing animals has been ordained on every ummah, so that the name of Allah Ta'ala is mentioned on these particular animals, which Allah has bestowed on them. In another ayat Allah says, we have made the sacrifice of camels and cows amongst the salient features of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. There is benefit for you in it. According to the Quran Sharif, there are both worldly as well as deeni benefits in the ibadah of qurbani. Allah Ta'ala has declared the sacrificing of animals as a salient feature of Islam. In addition to thawab in the year after, we derive the benefit of consuming their flesh and making use of their skins. The qurbani is an ibadah which has been instituted solely for our benefit. Hence the Quran Sharif says, neither the flesh of these animals nor the blood reaches Allah Ta'ala, but it is your taqwa, it is piety and sincerity of heart which reaches Him. Convey glad tidings to the sincere ones. Although sheep and goats are also animals for sacrifice, the Quran Sharif specifically states that the sacrifice of camels and oxen is a salient feature of the deen. Sacrificing animals and oxen will therefore be of greater merit. The meaning of sincerity in qurbani is to make the sacrifice purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and to obtain sawab. The intention must not be to eat meat. Although it is only natural that the flesh of the sacrificed animals will be eaten, the intention for making the qurbani should never be this. If the intention is consumption of meat, the qurbani will not be valid. Allah Ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform salah for your Rabb and sacrifice animals. Surah Kawthar. The command of salah and qurbani are given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the above mentioned ayat. Qurbani being joined with salat and commanded directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an obligatory duty for him to discharge points to the emphasis which Allah Ta'ala lays on this ibadah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, during the days of qurbani, there is no deed of man more beloved to Allah by Allah Ta'ala than sacrificing of animals. On the day of Qiyamah, the sacrificed animal will arise with its horns, hair and hooves. The sacrificed animal is accepted by Allah Ta'ala before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore, render the qurbani wholeheartedly and happily. This hadith in fact states the following. Number one, the greatest act of ibadah during the days of qurbani is to make qurbani of animals. Number two, the full reward of the sacrifice will be obtained in the year after. Thawab will be obtained for every hair on its body and for every drop of blood in the body. Number three, the act of qurbani is so dear to Allah Ta'ala that it is accepted immediately the act is rendered, even before the first drop of blood reaches the earth. And number four, Muslims should offer the sacrifice with love and with the true spirit of sacrifice. They should not bicker unnecessarily about the price being asked and about the money being spent in obtaining an animal for sacrifice. Qurbani is a great sacrifice and should not be despoiled by displaying a poor and miserly attitude. Shall I was continue? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لهم ليبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just one reminder which we have heard many times in فضائل أعمال حضرت شيخ رحمة الله عليه has quoted this hadith in فضائل ذكر with regard it was in the discussion of the virtue of the first kalima tayyiba. If we the person who reads this, then Allah Ta'ala rewards him very, very greatly. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. That we all know. And then ilaha ahadan samadan. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Easy to remember, it is really the subject matter of قُلْ وَاللَّهُ. And the surah قُلْ وَاللَّهُ has got great, great value. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ أَحَدًا سَمَدًا. And then, لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا أَحَدًا سَمَدًا لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. A person who reads that once, he gets 2 million thawabs. So great is the reward really. Read it 10 times, 20 million. Read it 100 times, 200 million thawabs. And now, Shaitan also plays with us. We might think so much so, but really in Akhirah, the transaction with Allah Ta'ala of Jannat is a very expensive one. Inna silatullahi al-ghaliya. It is very expensive. We need the price for it. And all the ni'mat of Jannat also, and Allah for this ummah has made it very, very easy. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and read this, and it just takes about 5 seconds to read it. And the earning is so great, really, that is our deen. May Allah really make us understand, not just take it for granted, or just that we are oblivious, unmindful of it, but really it is a great, great ni'mat. And we'll really definitely realize this. Fortunate are those who realize it here in this world. Otherwise, qabr, akhirat, everyone will realize it. The non-believers, the atheists who don't believe in Allah, those who don't believe in akhirat, everyone will believe, but that won't help anything whatsoever. And that is not the place of amal, this is the place of amal. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, that we read this as much as we can. Try and fix the amount 10 times, 25, 50, 100 times, the reward is very, very great. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا سمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Now if you want to check it, it's hadith number 35 in Fadail al-Dhikr with regard to the kalima. You can refer to it there, inshallah. A little reminder for ourselves, and this was a talk of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, roughly about 40 years ago perhaps. And there are great lessons for us to take from here. Of course, it's not exactly as Hazrat Maulana had said, but based on that more or less. Hazrat explained that the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they were revealed to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam, all know it was 100% applicable. And how the Sahaba, how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam, his full conviction on every letter of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the Sahaba also, in fact, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught a dua to a Sahabi, most probably it was a dua when going to sleep, and in place of Nabi Yika, the Sahabi read Rasulik or something like that. Basically, it is more or less the same meaning. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, no, not that word, this word. That even though, like for example, synonyms, but they also what was and everything of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. The wahi of Allah Ta'ala. And everything, for example, about the Persians and the Romans and their fighting, etc., what the Quran has explained, and how Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had agreed with that person on 100 camels, though outwardly there was no possibility of the, what was going to happen. There was no possibility. But that conviction they had in their heart. With regard to Mi'raj, if till today any person who wants to go by his own thinking, by scientific research, etc., he can never accept Mi'raj. It is only on account of Iman that it is Allah's. Nabi told us, the Quran has explained it, so there is absolutely no doubt. So this is that conviction that we have to have. No matter what conditions come, no matter what outwardly, as also the beautiful example, a person got 100 rand and he invests it in a bank and then it becomes 105. But his eyes, he sees it has increased. But that 5 rand is interest increase. But in his heart he has that yaqeen that it has decreased. That Allah says, يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ riba. Not only decrease, Allah will destroy all of that also. And on the other hand, you have 100 rand and you give 5 rand in charity. You do what your eyes, you saw it became 95 rand. But with the yaqeen of the heart, that it is has increased, and not only by 5 rand, unimaginable how much Allah Ta'ala increases it. ويربي الصدقات. Allah increases charity. That conviction must be in our heart. We did explain just briefly that one brother we met in Brazil, on the borders of Brazil and Paraguay. He was a Bangladeshi brother and he had traveled many parts of the world. Finally, he landed up there. And to leave out all the other details, though everything of it is with great imani lessons for us. He says when they wanted to build a masjid there, he went to the UK to make collection. There somebody told him, this is not the way you go about it. How normally we all do collection, we go to people, we tell them, you want to build a masjid, you want to donate, etc. And nothing wrong with that also, nothing wrong with that collection. So he, and that person told him, the way is whatever you got, you put it in there. That came in his heart, he stopped his collection, he went back, and he was a laborer, ordinary, a very poor person. Nothing much he had, but whatever he had, he put it in. And when we met him, he was a big business tycoon. How much Allah had given him. So this is when we give in the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives so much more. With the heart we must have that yaqeen. As we read about Qurbani, yeah, we see that I've slaughtered the animal, and the animal, even if we don't eat it, the object is not the eating. Allah doesn't want the meat or anything. The slaughtering, that sacrifice. So yeah, you sacrifice, perhaps you spend 2,500-3,000 rand for an animal. It seems like your money has gone, and so much encouragement that a person who can't afford it also should make. And as we have heard now, that for your little children, nabaliya. Usually we will just say, well, they are not baligh, so we don't have to make. But we are encouraged, make on their behalf also. On our marhumeen, the people who have passed away, we should try and make on their behalf also. So this sacrifice, so the words of Allah Ta'ala at all times, they were 100% applicable when they were revealed, all along till today, now also. No matter what the world is showing us and what we are going through. And then Maulana explained that what we are in now, that is about 40 years ago. And Hadrat used to explain many times about the sky lab, etc. That time that they had put the sky lab in the sky and all that. Where science had reached already at that time. But he says it is nothing of what is going to still come. And for example, the many things which have come, which we have seen. Today the cell phone, people who were in there, who know the time without cell phone. In fact, there was that time when in a town, if one person in the town of the Muslim people had a phone, it was a big thing. And then anyone who wanted to get any emergency, you had to go to that person. Otherwise, we had to look for a public phone or something. And half of the time, they're not working. They have been vandalized, etc. And today, one person has got how many gadgets? Means of communication have become so many. And then Hazrat says that it's going to increase. And he's not referring to this time of ours also. He's referring to a more later time. The time of Dajjal. At that time, the scientific technology of Dajjal, the people who know, who are non-believers, and all their technology, they will also hands up in front of Dajjal. His technology will be such that they also will say, we haven't got such technology. He's going to come with that. Then the time of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and when they are going to come, their numbers are going to be much more than all the human beings in the world. What force and power they will have. So what will be the fitna of that time? So at that time also, Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif will be applicable. And the words of Allah will be 100% applicable there. Yeah, unfortunately, Allah save us. Yeah, just a little bit people speak about some scientific research and their research, and then we forget about Quran and Hadith. And unfortunately, many of us who have studied Quran and Hadith, we also forget Quran and Hadith. And we just go by the scientific research and what they are saying. But the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is one great important lesson that we have to try and embed in our heart. That this is 100%. This is what is called Iman. That what Allah and His Rasul has said, the world can say anything. everyone in the world, and mashallah, till now, presently, there are plenty of people still who have got that full conviction. No matter what, who says, but they just have this full conviction about the commands of Allah and His Rasul. So even in our times now, and even in later times, then Maulana explained further that when Dajjal will come, he will stay for a period of 40 days. And in that 40, and when he will come, Allah will have given him as a test, Allah will make it, that he will command, at that time there will be scarcity of things, food there will be scarcity. Animals would have become so thin and lean, no rains are coming, no crops are growing. People need food, and at this point we should also be very, very concerned. All of us perhaps, we are eating the very sweet fruit now, without the which is produced. How is it produced? Scientifically, what do you call it? Genetically modified, this food. This is also a stepping stone, where they're going to control the food. Eh? And that also, in front of the Dajjal, this will be also nothing. And like now, they are controlling us with all other things. You won't be able to travel if you don't take the vaccine. How many restrictions will be on a person with this? When they will control our food, then what will a person do? It comes in the hadith. That time the food of the believers will be subhanallah, alhamdulillah. That will fill their stomach. And even at that time, there will be those people, they will smaller be in number, but the iman will still be that same iman, that strong iman. Also, Hazrat explained that in front of, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in front of Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel, they were like helpless, they had nothing. Fir'aun had all the power at that time. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Makkah Sharif, the Sahaba were like helpless. What sufferings Hazrat Bilal went through. What sufferings Hazrat Ammara radiallahu ta'ala anha went through. All the other Sahaba, what difficulties. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam himself, but that iman, they never ever submitted to anything. Hazrat Bilal, it makes our hair stand up today, that what he went through. And just ahad, 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 all the time. So the people of iman will be like that. Though they were outwardly helpless, but the iman, they did not compromise the iman in any way whatsoever. They remained firm on it. And when the Dajjal will come, then also. In fact, when the Dajjal will come, and then he will, those people who will follow him, he will command the skies to send down water. Water will come down. Allah will send. He will say water, Allah will send the water. And then the animals that have become lean and dead, He will command them and they will become nice, fat, healthy animals. And so much so that He will bring the dead back to life also. And then, of course, we know that incident where a young person will tell him that he won't believe him as Allah. And he will kill that person. He will slay him. And then he will bring him back to life and tell him, now believe in me that I am Allah. I brought you back to life. And he will say, now I am more convinced that you are the Dajjal. Now I am even more convinced. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they were warned that the enemies have gathered all around. And now your destruction is at hand. But what did they say? That it only increased them in their iman. And they say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what Allah and His Rasul had promised us. And this is going to happen. And they were 100% sure. So this iman, we have to be careful. This is the test of our iman. And for our children and progeny, that we give them the proper education. Give them the proper upbringing. Their mental state must be in the correct way. Otherwise, they can also, because still worse things are going to come. And every Nabi warned his ummah about Dajjal. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also warned us. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also gave us the solution. And all solutions are very simple and easy. Read Surah Kahf. Every Friday, and now especially these days, read it every day. And if not, we can't do so much. Read the beginning 10 ayats, the last 10 ayats. Read about that amount. Friday, try and read the whole surah, how much we can. And this will be protection. Now we can see already that the person, and also Maulana explained, that those people who will follow the Dajjal, all their things will be sorted out as far as dunya is concerned. They will be living in comfort, and they will have everything. And not only that, those people of Iman who will be smaller in number also, and they won't have things. They're going to be outwardly in difficulty. This people of Iman, their dunya, they will sort it out. That whatever little this way, that way. But the Iman, they won't move, won't waver. They will remain firm on the Iman. They won't waver one bit on the Iman. So those people will mock at them also. You people are suffering. And they will tell them, see, we are enjoying. We are doing everything. We're following what the Dajjal, and here you can see, we are in comfort. They will taunt them also. They will mock at them also. You people, you are like, in the time of the Sahaba, the Munafiqeen should told that these people, they have been, with regard to the Iman, they are in a dhoka, deception. They will tell them, they thinking they are very big Allah, they are very pious, they are very holy. And they have been put in ghurur, they have been deceived with their Iman, they think. But then those people tolerated it. But at the end result, everyone saw how Islam came and it swept the world, the whole world. At that time, from east to west, the world was under the control of Islam. It finally came. And the people of Iman, they will be maybe few in number, but they will be strong. And today also, they will be convinced what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is true. No matter what we see with our eyes, what is happening, no matter what the world is telling us. So two big fitnas, one will be the scientific fitna. And that you can see, the technology, how it is increasing. And when the Dajjal will come, then it will be at its height, complete height. And a person, a mu'min, will see clearly that kafir written on the forehead of the Dajjal. With the eyes of Iman, he will be able to see it. And the other people, though they may be like Muslims also, but if that Iman is not in the heart, and this is important, to work on that Iman. Allah gave it to us free of charge. We must see we don't lose it. We must see that we don't make it weak. That it must be strengthened all the time for us, our children. That when the Dajjal comes, clearly we can see. Now at the present time we can see, with all the sports, that is the cup, European Cup in Europe, Wimbledon, all the tennis, etc., all the people who are going, now all the other protocols are also forgotten. No protocols whatsoever. And they are all going there. How many of us are following that also? Even we should not even have the idea, not even want to know who's winning, who's playing, nothing whatsoever. We must have no inclination. This is another very important lesson that we have to take. The more we will engage with our deen, a Quran, hadith, and basically for us the simple thing is ta'aleem. Have ta'aleem in the house. Fadail-e Amal. Have a kitab of seerat. That is which every one of us can do. We got no excuse for that. Other than that, sit in the company of the ulama who will speak about Iman, who will speak about akhirat. Not ulama who will encourage us on protocols. Not ulama who will encourage us to listen to what the atheist scientists have got to say, etc. But those ulama, and everywhere they are there, sit with them. And the easiest and safest is with our kitabs, fadail kitabs. We will get and read every day, even if it's just 5 minutes, which is really very little more we should do. But even, and at the same time, try and cut us ourselves off from all this internet and all this information of the other side. When you get that, it has an effect on a person. ulama, mashayikh are so particular that a person, what company he keeps, is very, very important. Whoever, whatever company you keep, our mashayikh have been very strict in this matter. And great ulama, even their own children, as they were growing them up, who they mixing with? Our Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, if he stood next to the same person in the next namaz, he stood to one, next to one person in namaz, next person, next namaz, again he stood next to him, he should get a hide. What you got to do with him? Why, even if it just happened, his father was so strict about that he just was not allowed, even with students in the madrasa, and under the supervision of his father, the whole madrasa. But how strict he was with him. And then the world saw what a man was produced. Yeah. We don't know when will such a muhaddith again, such a great wali of Allah be produced again. So this company is very, very important. And today on the phone, what we are just going through, even just some messages coming, and where they this link there, and the minute you've gone on that link, before you know what, you don't know where you are already. And what you are involved in already, you don't know. So it's very, very dangerous to keep the right company. Let the people call us, we are in a cocoon. Be safe in a cocoon. This is the time that wal yasa'aka baytak, that your home is sufficient for you at this time. That you have this fitness and all that, you don't go to that. And that also see how wrong people interpret it. That this hadith, they say, it shows that you don't have to go to the masjid. That you can make your, that your house is spacious enough for you. Allahu Akbar. This wrong influence that is coming on the people, knowledge of deen, and it's manipulated like that. And how it is manipulated is unbelievable also. And people who studied under good ulama, and we manipulating deen like this. So Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding, these hadith, what the context of it is, etc., to understand it. So this fitness will come. And when they were, and they are increasing all the time, and we are seeing it's happening. So we have to remain firm and don't be influenced. And remember that at all times, whether it was Bani Israel, we saw the help of Allah came. And Fir'aun with all his might and power, all his scientific knowledge and everything he had, that very rivers that he said were running by my command. And that he was, the technology he had, that he was controlling the rivers. But finally that very river destroyed him. He was destroyed in that very water. In the same way, the Sahaba, how they were living in Makkah Sharif, and Medina Sharif also at the beginning. But finally when Allah gave, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, what a test Sulh Hudaybiyah was. That the Sahaba, besides Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was at the same level, so to say, of Nabi alayhi salam in his replies with regard to the question that, aren't we on the truth? Is not our Nabi the true Nabi? Everything. What a test it was on the Sahaba at that time also. And then when Allah said that, we gave you a big victory. Is this a victory? That we agreed to the conditions of the kuffar? Where Muhammadur Rasulullah was written, they say, take out Rasulullah. When they were convinced he is Rasulullah. But they say, put Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Take out Muhammadur Rasulullah. Is this a victory? But the world saw what a victory. It was just after that, that the letters started being sent to all the kings of the world. And they were invited. And there were those fortunate people who accepted Islam. So how Islam spread. And after that, the doors were just thrown wide open for the spread of Islam. In the Arabian Peninsula, this was the means now to give Dawat. The peace treaty was there. Now they could give Dawat easily. And people were accepting Islam. So the test will come even today. And right through till Qiyamah, we must remain firm and be sure Allah's help is there. That Allah Ta'ala says that وَنَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. The help of Allah is close. But we are too impatient. We are too much in a hurry. We must do what we have to do. So the main lesson is to remain firm on iman during these times. When these trying conditions are there, and our own people are also trying to convince us with this, and trying to convince us with that, we must remain firm. And also understand, the knowledge of deen is one thing, and iman and yaqeen is another thing. The Jews also got lot knowledge of our deen. And shaitan, he has got so much knowledge, but he's going in the complete wrong direction. So to be in the right direction is very, very important at this time. That a person's direction be right. So Allah give us all tawfiq during these trying times, that our iman, we must look after it. And also what is going to come is in front, day by day, minute by minute. Technology is just going one way, and we must not get influenced with all this technology, and we must not be slaves of this technology, but be the true slaves of Allah and the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and bring that in our life. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.